Greetings. I am Drock, world builder, auxiliary coder, and sound designer for Altarion. As Shadowfax is finding himself increasingly strapped for time under his employment at the United States Post Office, I have agreed once again to aid him in his hour of need. Thus, I will narrate this month's update. Shadowfax is planning to fine-tune scribe jobs in November. He is also working on an area west of Ralnoth called the Hinterlands. The Hinterlands are a rework of a summer event area from a couple of years ago. There will probably be some new quests in Ralnoth tied to the area. Meanwhile, Morpheus will be tying up the loose ends of the Halloween event and preparing for the winter solstice. He has several Nightmare Solo and Group 4 areas planned for release around the time we raise the level cap to 39. She'll probably be on or around the anniversary in January. I have a couple of skills that were supposed to be released with Halloween Havoc that didn't make it live due to a miscommunication and some unrelated code issues. My wife and I were running a Halloween display at our house, and I was not able to log in much of the weekend of Halloween to help resolve things. These skills will be turned on in the near future. I have an event coming up for the week of Thanksgiving. Morpheus has generously set up mobs and behind-the-scenes machinery for my event to work. I expect it to go on from Wednesday the 25th until the evening of Monday the 30th. In between making numerous crafting tweaks, I have been working on high-level auto-generated content, which uses Denton's Starport room creation routines from Stellar Aeon as a template. I have progressed sufficiently that I feel comfortable revealing some details. An extraplanar region known as the Field of Fonts is located on the lowest angelic plane of Byrnima. Portions of Byrnima border on the demonic plane of Chaos. The Field of Fonts is one of these. The eponymous fonts are in fact portals to other planes which periodically open and close, letting elemental energies and extraplanar entities loose into Byrnima. This causes the topography of the region to constantly shift. Indeed, nearly 2,000 rooms will be rearranged each reboot. At the center of the Field of Fonts is the City of Fonts, a foothold of angelic influence in the region. The city is mostly complete at this time, and features a waypoint, a donation room, trainers for each class, shopkeepers providing goods and services, and various details to be explored. The Field of Fonts is completely functional, able to build a coherent map and then assign itself to the correct plane, set terrain, and pick out landscape features in order to fill out procedurally generated long descriptions. There will be various special features, such as swarms of magical motes that increase the mana regen for a room, or fallen pillars and rubble that contain treasures. The linchpin upon which the opening of the Field of Fonts is currently resting is an update to our encounter system. This is the same system that is used to create boarding parties on ships. I plan on making a variant parallel process that will detect players within the field, and then produce creatures that will auto-level themselves to mirror the level, group size, and alignment of that player. These will range from elementals, to vespers, to fairies, to demons, to wild animals, many of which will be modified on the fly to have custom features. This may take some time to come together, as I am both designing the code and building the base creatures it will use. I am hoping to have it ready for Altarion's 26th anniversary this coming January. We, of course, have many other additions planned and in various states of completion. We don't announce everything, so expect the unexpected. If you've not had the opportunity, I'd encourage you to watch Shadowfax's Dungeons & Dragons videos. Here, Shadowfax serves as Dungeon Master for a campaign set within the realm of Altarion, with his wife Kagomi, myself, and my wife Capitolina as players. We're using this campaign as an opportunity to flesh out some lore about the history of the Westering Isles of Altarion, and you'll hear about familiar places, objects, and creatures as you listen to the narrative. Thank you for your time. Please like, subscribe, and share this video with your friends and family. And don't forget to log in to Altarion for daily gift, even if it is just a crate of procedurally generated fish.